Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Taylor High School, Kokomo, Indiana, Class 2A, Sectional 39, championship game tonight. Gym capacity right here at Taylor High School, 2,500, can comfortably, a very nice venue right here. They more than deserve to host a sectional. What a quality place. And I gotta mention, everybody working facilities right here. Every portion of the court, just super nice environment to be at Taylor High School. We welcome you to tonight's education-based varsity boys basketball game between the Taylor Titans and the Tifton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So both teams working on the feet of the court right now, shooting around, shooting out top of the key for Tipton. They're still shooting layups at the other end for Taylor. Pretty good way to go. Basketball on a Saturday night. Sounds marvelous just saying that particular Saturday night and basketball together. Makes a lot of good sense here on February 4th. February 4th happens to be my sister's birthday. And I need to mention, I saw this today and it's worth mentioning absolutely. 30 years ago today, Mr. Jimmy D at James Thomas Anthony Valvano at the 1993 ESPY Awards, he spoke. Jimmy D knew then that he was terminally ill with cancer. What a quality guy. I'll mention Jimmy D. I didn't know all this, but he coached in his career 6 different teams. He was 2 times an assistant coach, 4 times head basketball coach. He's probably best output of one of his seasons, Jim Valvano. Jim Valvano we'll mention. He was head coach at North Carolina State University. His team won the 1983 NCAA Division I men's basketball title. He beat an improbable opponent. No one thought they had a chance. North Carolina State defeated the Houston Cougars that particular year. And we're talking back March the 4th, 1993. 30 years ago, Jim Valvano delivered the speech. The speech heard around the world. If you've not heard that speech, you need to find it. It is definitely worth listening to. And he went way over his time allotment giving that speech at the ESPY Awards. So when you hear the speech, you'll know that he didn't care. And he let the audience know, and they didn't care either. Especially when he was being told on the monitor that he had 30 seconds left to speak. You gotta check that out. It's Jim Valvano. He played point guard for Rutgers. He played for Rutgers 1964 to 1967. Jim Valvano, what a quality guy. And he's in heaven without question right now. And Jim Valvano wanted to find a cure for cancer, and one of his most known, well-known phrases is don't give up, never give up, and that's Jim Valvano, and what a quality guy, and when I was watching him today, yeah, I was cheerful, and that's a fact. 10:37 left here on the pregame clock, we're at Taylor High School hosting the sectional Class 2A, sectional 39, happening right here. Final game tonight. We'll talk about each team. We'll talk about administration in both ball teams. We'll let you know Tipton wearing all white. They're going to be the home team in Taylor's gym. Not sure which side of the scoreboard they'll put points on, but it'll all make sense. But Tipton's at the bottom of the bracket, so they'll be home team. Top of the bracket is Taylor. They'll wear their red uniforms. We'll mention Taylor Titans High School. Gym capacity, as mentioned, 2,500. Their school enrollment right here at Taylor, 353. As you know, Class 2A, sectional 39. Seven in that sectional started out. Still going. It's Tipton. They're 17-6. Taylor, 19-5. Bellwood completed their season. They're 8-17. Madison Grant completed their season last season, 17-7. Blackford, the Bruins finished their season 8-16. Eastbrook Panthers finished their season 5-18. And the Eastern Comets finished their season 10-13. So we're still here. You probably like that.
I appreciate it.
So, gentleman up here gave him a cheat sheet. Got two left over. Got one left over now. He said he appreciates it. Absolutely. And we'll mention the principal at Taylor High School is Steve Deshawn. The athletic director is Jake Light. And the athletic department office manager is Amy Dill. Taylor High School is located at 3794 East 300 South at Kokomo, Indiana, 46902. On the web, you can find them at TaylorTitansAthletics.com. They wear the colors red and black. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Nine teams in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. We'll mention they stacked up like this. At number one, Carroll Cougars, 7-1. They're still going. They're 21-4. At number two, 7-1, Taylor Titans. They're still going, 19-5. At number three, Clinton Prairie Gophers. They're still going. They're playing tonight. Championship game tonight. They're 16-9. They finished the conference at 6-2. At number four, the Eastern Comets. They finished their season 10-13. They were 5-3 in the Hoosier Heartland. At number five, Delphi Oracles. They finished their season at an even 500, 12-12. They finished the conference at 4-4. Makes sense. At number six, Rossville Hornets. They are playing tonight. They had to play an earlier game today in the semifinal to be able to play tonight in the championship game. That's an odd occurrence. Rossville Hornets, they're 11-12 presently, 4-4 in the conference. Number seven, Sheridan Blackhawks, 10-13. They finished their season, finished the conference at 2-6. At number eight, Tri-Central Trojans. They finished their season 7-18, 1-7 in the conference. And number nine, Clinton Central Bulldogs, finished their season at 6-18. We'll mention a little bit about the Taylor Titans. We'll talk about them athletically. 19 wins, 5 losses. They've got a 5-game win streak intact. And so does Tipton, 5-3-game win streak. I think I misspoke. 19-5, they got a 3-game win streak intact, and so does the Tipton Blue Devils. Taylor Titans' average output offensively per game, 59.2. Tipton Blue Devils' average output per game, 62.6. The Taylor Titans defensively, they're giving up an average of 46.5. The Blue Devils giving up an average of 50.9. We'll mention the head coach of the Taylor Titans, Mr. Robert Wannell. Robert Wannell, Bob Wannell mentioned he's working in year number two at Taylor High School. 31 wins, 15 losses, second year at Taylor. Overall, he's a 16-year varsity head basketball coach. 224 wins, 161 losses. And we'll mention next game. Tonight's game winner will play the 4 p.m. game next Saturday at LaPel High School. That'll be a regional round, and this year they have changed that back. It's only going to be one game for the regional. Whoever wins the regional going to the semi-state, and they'll play two semi-state basketball games 2 weeks from today. And we'll mention a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment at 454. Class 2A, sectional 39, same 17. Principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The assistant athletic director is Alex Weddle. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, 10 teams. They have an East Division and a West Division. Their conference is like this. Rensselaer Central, Tipton Blue Devils, Lewis Cass Kings, Benton Central Bison, Central Catholic Knights, Northwestern Tigers, Western Panthers, West Lafayette Red Devils, Hamilton Heights Huskies, and the Twin Lakes Indians. Tipton Blue Devils are currently 17 wins, 6 losses, and as mentioned, they have a 3-game win streak intact. They finished the Hoosier Conference East Division at 4-0. The head coach is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, working in year number 4 at Tipton High School, 63 wins, 32 losses. Overall, he's working in year number 42 at Tipton High School, 560 wins, 391 losses. That's Coach Cliff Hawkins. And we'll also mention next game on the agenda for one of these two teams. Going to be the winner. They'll play game 1. And you want to talk to me? You want to talk to the player for Cliff?
No.
Okay. So anyway, we'll mention, we're having a little conversation here with some athletic director, Corey Fernand. But anyway, so we'll mention the winner of this game will play game 1 next Saturday, 4 p.m. start time at LaPel High School. That'll be the regional, it'll be regional number 19 championship game. It'll be versus tonight's South Adams sectional winner. And I'm playing in the South Adams sectional championship tonight is South Adams and Fort Wayne Blackhawks. So that'll be the opponent of one of these two teams warming up here at Taylor High School. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. Last night in the Hoosier Conference, Twin Lakes got the win 45-43 over Western. Rensselaer Central got the win over Benton Central 47-44. Delta got the win over Hamilton Heights 61-42. Tipton got the win over Madison Grant 74-38. Hoosier Heritage Conference last night, 4 games. Clinton Prairie got the win over Delphi, 57-40. Carroll, the Cougars got the win over Covington, 64-38. Taylor got the win over Elwood last night. It was right here. It was a good game, 45-37. And Delville got the win over Trike Central last night, 74-70. Clock's rolling down. We'll go ahead and mention Hoosier Conference sectional championship contenders tonight. Game night. These are sectional championship opponents. Class 3A, sectional 22, Twin Lakes Indians at 19-4. Going against Rensselaer Central Bombers at 20-5. Twin Lakes Indians, their head coach is Mr. Kent Adams. 27th year at Twin Lakes. 373 wins, 260 losses. Overall, he's a 35-year varsity head basketball coach. 443 wins, 365 losses. Class 2A, sectional 36 tonight. Rochester at 11-9, going against Lewis Cass at 16-7. That's at Rochester. Class 2A, sectional 39 right here, Taylor at 19-5, going against Tipton at 17-6. 7:30 start time. 15 seconds left on the pregame. Getting ready to buzz out. Getting ready to have a national anthem. It's getting ready to start right now. We're at Taylor High School. Everyone's going to stand at attention. And we're going to honor our country with the playing of our national anthem. We'll set this down. That's our national anthem. Everyone clapping. Say what? Everybody's on the same page. We're about a minute and 33 seconds while the anthem plays. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. We'll mention the starting lineup for tonight's ballgame. First for the Taylor Titans. They'll start like this. Wearing number 4, a 6'2 senior, at Jay Patterson. Wearing number 5, 6'2 inch senior. 15.6 points per contest. That's Makai McGee. You will mention Jay Patterson, 9.8 points per game. Wearing number 11, 6'1" freshman, 4 points a game average, Dre McClatchy. Wearing number 23, 5'10" freshman, 13.2 points per game average, that's Barrett Moore. And wearing number 33, for Taylor, he's a 6'4" senior, 8.8 points per game average. That's Isaiah Febley. He's also rebounding at 7.4 per game. The head coach for the Taylor Titans is Mr. Bob Wannell. We'll mention Taylor Titans. 12 on their roster. They have 5 seniors. They have 0 juniors. They have 2 sophomores. They have 5 freshmen. And as you know, 2 of them are starting. Now, for the Tipton Blue Devils, starting lineup will be like this. Number 2, he's a 6'1" senior, 5.7 points per game average, Maverick Conaway. Wearing number 3, 6'5" sophomore, 15.3 points average per game, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter, 7.3 assists per ballgame in 2 steals. Wearing number 11 for the Blue Devils, last night he captured his 1,000-point club. He now has a 1,001 point after he got the 2 free throws. And we'll mention number 11, 6'1 junior, 18.8 points per game average, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, 4.3 assists per ball game. Wearing number 20 for the Blue Devils, 6'3" senior, 3.6 points per game, Connor Hassan. And wearing number 23, 6' junior, 11.4 points per game average, Jackson Money. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. The Blue Devils have 11 on their active roster, 2 seniors, 4 juniors, 5 sophomores, and 0 freshmen. And in all likelihood, they have 19 on the roster here today, and we'll mention they have 1 additional sophomore, and they have 7 seniors on the club. They may be dressed. They played in game 1 versus Eastbrook. So that's how they stack up. Blue Devils at 17-6. Taylor Titans at 19-5. We'll mention both these teams did get together not long ago, on February 11th. It was 3 weeks ago, actually. Tipton and Taylor It was here at Taylor High School. Tipton got the win, 52-39. They say it's kind of difficult to beat the same team twice in the same year. But I can remember back when I was 10 years old, I used to keep score with the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers right there in front of the television. I used my mean paper, yeah, M-E-A-D with lines on it from school. I lined it up and I kept score. Kip Benson, Bobby Wilkerson, Mike Woodson, the current coach of IU, Scotty Mays. And we'll mention, rather than twice that year, the Indiana Hoosiers had to play Michigan, the Wolverines, three times that year. And IU got the win each of the three times. And I'm literally jumping up right here. Brady Carpenter, jumping it up. Messiah Medley. Ball skips in the backcourt, picked up by the Blue Devils. Counter a song, and dribble across the timeline. He'll hand the ball off right there. Brady Carpenter, out top, being guarded there by Makai McGee. They're driving the lane, couldn't get the first shot. Got his own rebound. Went back up, going to be stripped, going the other direction. Taylor, their first possession in their front court. 7:35 left. We played 25 seconds. About the 25-minute mark, it ought to be good. We're going to back around outside the arc. So bring the ball back out top. Makai McGee was number 5. But we're going to see the baseline. Dre McClatchy. Back out number 5, McGee. We're going to round the perimeter. Looking down low baseline. It's going to be stolen on the bounce pass by Nolan Swan. They go to the front court. Connor Hassan on the dribble. They go baseline. Going to pass it to the corner. Going to be a tall pass. Not able to grab it. That's Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway kept the loose ball, hands it to the official. Blue Devils back on defense. Second possession right here for Taylor. They're bringing in from the backcourt. On the dribble, getting some information from Coach 1L. They're working the ball back out center circle. And number 11, Dre McClatchy. They're working back around. They're working pass down low. Inside the paint, shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Isaiah Medley. Back the other direction, off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. Connor Hassong, first 2 points of the ballgame. 6:40 on the game clock. First quarter. A lot of fans here. They're being vocal. Pretty good decibel level at times. We're going to back in. We go to the corner. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Dre McClatchy. First foul of the ballgame because he whistled on the rebound. Somebody called against Taylor. Taylor going to pick up the foul. It's on number 33, Isaiah Bedley. He has one. Isaiah Bedley going to step down. He'll come back pretty soon. In the ballgame for him is number 12, Javion Harris. He's a freshman, 6'3". Well, ball brought into the backcourt. Full court pressure being administered there by Dre McClatchy, working against Jackson Money. Money brings it to the front court on the dribble. Back to Brady Carpenter. Out top, Noah Swan back to Carpenter. 3-point shot when you go. Rebound, Jackson Money. Jackson Money, and he's averaging 3.7 boards per game. He's 6 feet tall. Out top, center circle. Working the basketball, Jackson Money, working back around his song. Back to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan's outside effort on the three-point shot going to tear him high. Go over the backboard. They just call it out of bounds. He got the top of the board. Brought in from the backcourt. Taylor Titan. 2-0 contest. Blue Devils in front. 5:49 on the game clock. Outside, they're working around the perimeter. They go outside the arc from the corner baseline. Three-point shot is good. Credit the bucket, 23, Barrett, Moore is shooting 32% behind the three-point strike. 3-2 contest, Taylor in front. They're dribbling in, Jackson Money to the corner. Maverick Conaway, three-point shot, left corner baseline, good. The 5-3 contest, Tipton by two. Going to be a steal in the front court in the paint. Grady Carpenter, bounce pass, had some top spin on it. Trying to get it to Jackson Money. Top spin takes it on out of bounds. Difficult catch off the bounce for Jackson. 5-3 contest. Taylor Titans in front. Working around the perimeter. I'll take that back. Tipton in front. They're using Tipton on the deck side of the back of the scoreboard. Let's get that right. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Tipton. It's going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Tossed in and free throw lane. It's going to be a traveling violation prior to the shot. Shot taken by forward Jay Patterson, 6'2" senior. A lot of disagreement, and Coach Wannell is one of them. He's going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. On the dribble, Jackson Money. Through the legs, he'll bring the ball to the timeline. In the front court, he'll take a shot. He'll throw back out. Hassong, right corner baseline. 3-point shot good from Hassong, and credit the assist to Jackson Money. 8-3 contest. Blue Devils by 5. 4:38 on the game clock. First quarter. Championship game. The winner will play next week at 4 o'clock at LaPel High School. Ball's going to be kicked out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch by Taylor. Going to get subbed back in the ballgame. First time in the ballgame for Taylor is number 21, Connor Binion. Connor Binion in the ballgame, taking a breather for Taylor at number 12, Javion Harris. Connor Binion, number 21, is a 6'2", sophomore. To the front court, on the dribble, this is Grady Carpenter. We're going to round the perimeter. Jackson Money, behind the arc. Picking him up close is Drake McClatchy. So we're going to left side deep in the front court. Grady Carpenter. Working against him is Makai McGee. He'll go to the corner baseline. Connor Song on the dribble. He'll bring it back out top. He'll get it to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan nearly missed it out of bounds. He got corrected the basketball. He's in the paint. He'll take a shot. He's going to be blocked by number 4, Jay Deanna, should say, Jay Patterson. Back the other direction. There'll be 2 shots awarded. Went up for the shot, couldn't get the shot away, couldn't go, but they'll shoot 2. Just in the ballgame, Taylor Titans, number 21, Connor Binion, he's going to the foul stripe. Connor Binion, right-handed shooter. First shot up, and good. My stats are correct. That's his first free throw for his first free throw shot this season at the varsity level. He'll get another one. It's an 8-4 contest, Tipton by 4. 3:51 left, first quarter. He got both of them, 100%, according to my notes. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Jackson Money gets it to Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble it to the timeline. Loose pressure by Makai McGee. Look in, Nolan Swan in the paint. Kick it back out, Jackson Money behind the arc. He'll dribble in. Free throw line, they go off the glass. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Back the other direction, rebound, Taylor. On the dribble through the lane, number 5, Makai McGee. They'll go to the corner. Pass comes out of there, Grady Carpenter. Lost the handle. Picked up there in the paint by Taylor. Red at the bucket, 33, Isaiah Beverly. 8-7 contest. Blue Devils by 1. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. To the corner, Maverick Conaway. They get it back out to Grady. The glass shot wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, 33, Isaiah Beverly. For Taylor, crossing the timeline in the front court. Calling the play, Coach Bob Wannell. Out top of the basketball, 21, Connor Binion. Picked up there by Connor Hassong. Bring the right side, inside the arc, 2-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go, going to be a foul whistled during the rebound. Likely going to be 21, Connor Binion. Going hard after the rebound, tried to get the ball as he tried to go through. Nolan Swan, foul whistled on Binion, he has one. Team foul number 2, 1 thus far for the Blue Devils. We're in the first quarter. First half, 2:42 clock moving. Bring it to the sideline. It's going to be Jackson Money working against Binion. Pressure from the backcourt to the frontcourt pretty much every possession. Outside the arc, 2-point shot wouldn't go. Jackson Money rimmed off. Rebound, Isaiah Bedley to the frontcourt. Bedley, they go baseline on the drive. Good. 2-point bucket. Taylor Titans, number 5, Makai McGee. Makai McGee averaging 15.6 per game. 3 defenders in the backcourt lost the handle. Hassong might have to call a timeout. They will. Coach Cliff Hawkins saving the possession. Didn't want that 10-second call. It's going to be a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Ball brought in backcourt. Blue pressure court. One. Brady Carp, Brazil to the sideline. We're going to hear Tim Machai McGee. They'll dish off basketball. Jackson Money back to Sam Quigley. Quigley in the ballgame. Sam Quigley for the Blue Devils. He's a 5'11 sophomore. The dribble in. Jackson Money. He'll go off the glass. Bit strong. Rebound out of there. Controlled by 23. Barrett Moore. To the front court. They're going to whistle a charging foul. Going hard to the hoop right there. Pretty much had his mind made up. They're going to whistle a foul on Taylor. Number 4, Jay Patterson. 6'2 senior. He has his first foul in the contest. That's 3 thus far. First half on Taylor. 1 thus far on the Blue Devils. We're still in the first quarter. 1:41 left. Clock moving. Ball brought in. Nolan Swan. Jackson Money back to Nolan. He'll dribble it to the timeline. Working against him is also Makai McGee. We're in the left side. Picking up the basketball behind the arc. Jackson Money. Out top, Brady Carpenter. Maverick Conaway to the corner. Jackson Money. He'll bring it back out. He'll hand off Nolan Swan. Ball's going to go off the foot of a Taylor Titan. And I believe that is the right call. A lot of folks wearing red disagreeing. That's right in front of me. We're going to bring the ball in. Blue Devils, Nolan Swan, left of the bucket on the baseline. Brings it in. Brady Carpenter. 3-point shot. Rims out long. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by number 5, Makai McGee. For Taylor. The work at the left side. On the dribble, Dre McClatchy. The work back around. Number 12, Javion Harris. Back in the game. Binion will take it to the corner. On the dribble, Jay McClatchy. Out behind the arc. They'll go to the corner with it. With Binion. He'll dribble in. He'll dish off 5, Makai McGee. He'll go down baseline. With the basketball, Javion Harris. They'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. Work at the left side behind the arc. Binion. Back out top on the dribble. Makai McGee. Work it outside the arc. They'll dribble in. Inside the paint. Lost the handle. That's 11. Dre McClatchy. There'll be a reach-in foul. Ball was on the floor. Reach-in after McClatchy regathered it. Made a whistle a foul on Tipton. It'll be Jackson Money. He'll pick up his first foul. Team foul number 2 on Tipton. 38.2 left. 9-8 contest. Taylor by 1. Ball's in the front court. Binion. Outside the arc. It'll be a timeout call. Timeout call. Coach Bob Wannell of Taylor. It'll be a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by the Hamilton County Reporter. You do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Online for just $18 a year. You can get the print copy for $36 a year, or you can get both for $33. Just go to readthereporter.com/subscribe, or you can call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. I get that in my inbox each morning, 6 days a week. Very informative. And Richie Hall is the sports editor. Working in the paint. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound out there. Picked up by Brady Carpenter. To the front court on the dribble. Works it to the corner. Jackson Money back to Brady. Outside the arc, he'll work the right side, being picked up there by Jay Patterson. They'll get it to Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley's going to get his pocket picked, but Nolan Swan is there to pick up the basketball, and Nolan Swan going to call a timeout. He's the captain. He calls timeout, saves the possession, as he was laying across the center court line, saving the basketball. It's going to be a full 60 second. No, it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll mention. This game is in part being brought to you by the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. They are honored to support Indiana's game at all levels. That's the Indiana Fever, Indiana Pacers. proud partners of the IHSAA. And I'll say a prayer for the family of David Benner. What a quality guy. He went home this past week. And what a quality guy. Did a whole bunch for the Indiana Pacers. And Herb Simon will be the first to mention that. Ball brought inside court. Nolan Swan. South pass into Grady Carpenter. We're going to find the arc jacking about top to Grady. Outside the arc, three-point shot rims out. Nolan Swan with a long three. He's going to push the ball out of bounds. They try to half-court pass, lobbing pass in front of the scorer's bench right there, jumping tall, knocking out of bounds with Nolan Swan. 1.7 left. We get the ball in half-court. Long shot at the buzzer. Pretty much online, but wouldn't go. A shot taken by number 11, Trey McClatchy. We'll go to the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, Taylor Titans 9, Tipton Blue Devils 8. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by the Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can text message or you can call Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. 317-513-4086. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets Company. Ball's going to be brought in. Side court, half court, alternate possession arrow, Taylor in the front court. With the basketball out top, 23, Barrett's Moore back in the game. Binion working in the ball game. That's Connor Binion. They go baseline. Turnaround jumper just outside the paint off the glass. Credit the bucket. Taylor Titan, 33. Isaiah Bebley. The 11-8 contest. Taylor by three. Ball's in the front court. Jackson Money on the dribble. Works it left side. Maverick Conaway. Free throw line. Kick it back out top. Brady Carpenter. Spin move in the paint and work it down low. Shot off the glass is good. Landon Spidell entered the ballgame during the quarter break. Landon Spidell gets the bucket. Landon Spidell, a 6'2" sophomore. We're in around the perimeter. 11-10. Taylor by one. Ball's in the front court. Taylor Titan. Outside, Connor Binion. They'll work it left side. On the drive, Jay Patterson. They'll work it back out on the drive is Binion. You know, high dribble there and trying to come up with the basketball and steal. It's going to be Nolan Swan, but Nolan Swan is going to offer one of his fouls for that attempt. So Nolan has one. Back in the ballgame for Taylor is going to be number 5, Makai McGee. Taking a breather for Taylor is 21, Connor Binion, 6'2", in sophomore. 7 minutes left during the second quarter. Left of the bucket on the baseline, brought in by Makai McGee. They'll bring it back out top on the dribble. Dre McClatchy. They're working around the perimeter. Out top, Dre McClatchy. They work the right side, go to the corner with it. They'll dribble in, kick it back out. Dre McClatchy on the dribble. They're working the left side around the perimeter. Barrett Moore back to McClatchy straight away. They're working behind the arc. Looking for that shot. Blue Devils moving their feet quite well on defense. Working it back around, saving the basketball from going out of bounds. Saving it right there. Dre McClatchy ends up with it. Let's try the possession once again. 6:26 left. Second quarter, 11-10. Taylor with the lead and the basketball. 6:18, clock moving. Throwing right side behind the arc. Jay Patterson. Back out top, 23, Barrett Moore. Here we go left side. They're dribbling. They go baseline on the drive. Fish it down low off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Isaiah Bebley. Back the other direction, Blue Devils. They go off the glass. Of Jackson Money, he's going to shoot two. He hit the deck, but right there were two. Taylor Titans to help him up. That's four. Jay Patterson. And five, Makai McGee. Nothing like good sportsmanship in the state of Indiana. 6 minutes straight up left on the game clock. First shot up, short off the rim, wouldn't go. Jackson Money, he'll get one more. Checking out the ball game, taking a breather at 33, Isaiah Bevely. Back in the game for Taylor, number 12, Javion Harris. Second shot is good. Jackson Money gets the back end of a two-shot foul. Ties the ball game at 11. 5:57 on the game clock, second quarter. Foul situation, not a problem. Working back in, into paint with the basketball. Lost the handle, Javion Harris. Blue Devils come up with it. Jackson Money to the front court. Now Grady Carpenter. He'll pass it back to Jackson. He'll work it in. Maverick Conaway will go down low and land in Fidel to bring the ball back out. They'll reset the offense with Nolan Swan. Land in Fidel to set a screen. Going to be a foul whistle. Trying to go baseline there with Nolan Swan. He's going to draw the foul from a Taylor Titan. They're going to whistle this foul on number 12. Javion Harris, he has one. Team foul number 5 on Taylor. Checking out the ball game is Javion Harris with just one foul. 3 fouls thus far. First half on Tipton. Could be brought in. Rides the baseline. Grady Carpenter throws an adjacent pass right inside the baseline, other side of the court. Tipped out of bounds by Taylor. So he'll move to the right side. Riding the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter looking to get it in. He will go tall. A little bit too tall for Jackson. It's going to be intercepted. Going the other direction. Off the glass. 2-point bucket is good. He's got the steal with the distance. That's 23. Barrett Moore for 2. Taylor back on top by 2. 13-11. 5:14 on the game clock. Behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter working outside. They're working out behind the arc. Jackson Money. Lost the handle. Regained possession. They're working back out. Maverick Conaway. Look at right side deep. Behind the arc, Grady Carpenter, working against him, is Mekhi McGee. Grady Carpenter dribbles in the paint. Got his own rebound, wouldn't get the second shot to go either. To the front court, number 4, Jay Patterson. 4:46 on the game clock. Deep in the front court on the stationary dribble is Dre McClatchy in the center circle. 2-3 zones shown for Tipton. Going to pick up top of the circle. Then we're going to right side, number 5, Mekhi McGee, to go to the corner with it. Binion, that's Connor Binion, number 21, 4:27 left. Second quarter, 13-11. Taylor Titans by 2. We're going to in the front court on the dribble. Out top right side, Binion. Binion dribbles out top of the circle. Pass to the left side behind the arc. He gets the ball back from 23, Barrett Moore. They're looking for a shot, looking for a good one. Evidently, they're going to take one. Right elbow extended, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 23, Barrett Moore. Grady Carpenter with the rebound. He'll dish it off to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble across the timeline, working against Jay Patterson. 3:50 on the game clock. They're working in the paint. They'll go left hand, excuse me, right-handed off the glass. Nolan Swan found an opening. Layup, left side, right-handed off the glass. They'll count the bucket. And Nolan Swan is going to shoot one more. Lena Whistler foul on number 4, Jay Patterson. He has 2. Back in the ball game for Taylor is number 12, Javion Harris. And Jay Patterson is going to take a breather at the 3:47 mark of the second quarter. 3-point play opportunity for Nolan Swan. Swan shooting 87% at the stripe, and he got that one. 3-point play for Nolan. 14-13, Blue Devils by 1 in the front court with the basketball. Outside the arc, Barrett Moore. To bring back out top, counter, Binion, to work at right side, that's number 11. A McClatchy, cross-court skip pass, behind the arc, Barrett Moore, to go to the corner with it. To bring back out, to counter, Binion. Pretty good dribbling exhibition, to work at left side, behind the arc, Dre McClatchy. They'll get it back out to Binion. Working against him, Jackson Money. Work it in. Back out to Binion to move the left side quickly. Trying to get that shot. Defense converges well. Tipped and Blue Devils. 3:08 left. Taking some clock here. Looking for a good shot, evidently. Being quite deliberate on this possession. 14-13. Taylor by 1. Binion out top. Being guarded by Jackson Money. Went it to the corner. Back to Binion. Binion works the left side behind the arc. 23, Barrett Moore. Time going off the clock here in this position. So he's dribbling in baseline, going to take a shot. They're going to call a foul. Looks like Landon Spidell might have got a piece of the basketball, might have got a piece of the arm also, or the hand. Going to the strike, number five, Makai McGee, shooting 65% at the strike. I have 22 game stats for Taylor. That's the whole regular season. My stats don't include the two previous games in this sectional. First shot rims out, wouldn't go. Makai McGee. My stats for Tipton are accurate. 23 game stats, they're 17-6. 2:41 on the game clock. Number five, Makai McGee. Second shot, good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. Makai McGee ties the ball game at 14. Nolan Swan in the backcourt, double team. Some bumping going on, no foul. They'll call this foul from behind. And Javion Harris going to pick up the foul. He did not want that foul in the first half. He's going to get a median five right there. 1-1 situation. Javion Harris picked up his second foul. 2:32 left. At the free throw line, number two, Maverick Conaway. He's shooting 75% on the season. He's 6-for-8. This is trip number 9. First shot rims out long, wouldn't go. Rebound, Taylor, Isaiah Bamblett to the front court. Outside the arc, now back out top. Makai McGee, he'll work at right side. Number 11, Dre McClatchy. Out top, he'll slow it down. He's in the center circle. Facing every dribble, he'll work at left. Behind the arc, they'll bounce into paint. Turnaround jumper fadeaway is good. Number 5, that's Makai McGee for 2. 16-14. Taylor by 2. Outside the arc, Jack the money wouldn't go. Chasing down the rebound is Landon Spidell before it went out of bounds. They'll move it back outside. 3-point shot good. Nolan Swan gets left of center, couple of steps behind the arc. 17-6. Blue Devils by 1. 1:42 on the game clock. In the front court on the stationary dribble, number 11, Dre McClatchy. They're working to Binion, working on right side. And Makai McGee in the paint. He'll work it down low, lost the handle. They're going to call a bump foul. It was incidental. And Landon Spidell is going to pick up the foul. Down low on the block. Trying to go up the shot with Isaiah Bedley. Bedley's hoping it's a two-shot foul. They're going to bring it in from out of bounds. He was still on the floor. That's when the bump occurred. And Bedley's going to take a breather. He's going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline. They'll work it back around. Get the ball in deep behind the arc. We get it out top. Dre McClatchy. 1:24 on the game clock. Center circle. Calling out some directions. Facing every dribble. McClatchy. He'll work it left side and back out top to Binion. Work it right side on the dribble. Spin move at the right elbow. We get outside the arc. Barrett Moore. They're working it around the perimeter. Touch their hands briefly of Binion. Back to Dre McClatchy. Now back out top to Binion. Hesitation dribble. He'll dish off. Right elbow. Pass it out of it. That was Barrett Moore. Now Moore gets the basketball. Moving around the perimeter. It's number 5, Makai McGee back out. So Barrett Moore. But Maverick Conaway trying to get the steal on the chest pass to Binion. Had some space there. Just a bit behind. And committing the foul is Maverick Conaway. He has 1. 51.9 seconds left. First half, nearing halftime. Back in the ballgame for Taylor is number 33, Isaiah Bedley. Taking a breather is number 11, Dre McClatchy. McClatchy been in the ballgame quite a long time. He's taking a breather. 51.9. Ball brought in from the front court. He'll pass it to the back court. On the dribble, Barrett Moore. Waits number 23. He's going to take the point. Stationary dribble. Both feet. Right there in the center circle. They'll work a right side. Makai McGee. Right back to Barrett Moore. 33 seconds left. Taylor looking for the final shot of the first half. Stationary. No dribble. Triple threat available. Standing in the center circle. 23. That's Barrett Moore. Has the ball underneath one of his forearms, just holding the basketball against his body. They're going to call a timeout. Coach Bob Wannell call a timeout. Clock at 18.4. They're going to take a 60-second timeout. 17-16. Blue Devils by one. We're making this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, if you didn't know, AGM stands for a good mechanic. They're in Arcadia. They're west of Arcadia now. They're out in the country, about a half a mile to the west. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now ownership is new right there at AGM Auto. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And they also now restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. They welcome all people to show up with their classic cars and trucks that need restored. And we'll mention AGM Auto. They recently moved out of town on March the 1st. You can find them at their new location, 6660 East 266 Street, west of Arcadia. Ball's going to be brought in the front court. I'm talking to the back court. Picked up there on the dribble, Barrett Moore. He'll take it across the timeline. 14 seconds. In the center circle, he'll begin the approach. Right side to Benyon. We're going to see the corner. Thought about a three. He's going to take a step to the left. Benyon's going to try a three. Rims out long. When you go rebound Jackson Money, they'll take a shot at the buzzer. Pretty good effort right there from Jackson Money. And what that guy is an athlete. We'll go to halftime. Not a big... We'll mention score not quite as high as some might have thought. But the winner of this game is going to play next Saturday at LaPel. They'll play the 4 o'clock game, and they'll play versus the South Adams sectional winner. And I'm right there in the South Adams sectional. Playing tonight, 20-5 South Adams. They're the visiting team going against 22-3 Fort Wayne Blackhawk. The game also started at 7:30. And it's probably near halftime there also. So we do appreciate you tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFinchers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at your dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One location, Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second Hamilton County location, Fritz and Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there on State Road 32 between Westfield and Noblesville. They're right there at Mill Creek Road. Keep your eyes peeled. Eventually, there's going to be a roundabout there. That's going to help the car industry for car sales, without a doubt. And we'll mention Fritz and Fishers. You can explore their quality used car inventory. As I said, you can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I. TZ. Again, this photo is part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708, right there on South 8th Street Road. Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. And it's well worth the trip. I tell you what, we're in Taylor Heights. We're here in Kokomo. You give Dirk a call, he'll pick you up, and we'll mention he's authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet, commercial with lift gates. That lift gate can sure come in handy. It can help you avoid a trip to the chiropractor. And we'll mention full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated, since 1998. As I mentioned, the owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by The Floor Store. The Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by. Look around. Our showroom may leave you speechless. You may find shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. We'll mention they are just east on State Road 28, just beyond the car dealerships. They're located at 1003 East Jefferson Street. And yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 19, State Road 28, both of those streets, same actual road, but different names. We'll mention Tipton, Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, they'll lend you a hand when they can, but they'll also support your choices along with your decisions right there at the Floor Store. And they also support our hometown kids wearing the blue and white. That's the Floor Store, 1003 Jefferson Street, 765-675-3230. Again, their number is 765-675-3230. That's the Floor Store, east edge of Tipton. 5:02, clock moving. We're at intermission right here. 17-16, Blue Devils by one. Blue Devils are the home team. They're occupying the guest side of the scoreboard. It makes sense. Taylor using the home side. This is Taylor's home gym, but they are wearing the dark uniforms. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention a little bit about this tournament. We'll talk about the semifinals tonight. We've already mentioned that South Adams sectional. Semifinals, this is Regional 19. Is the reason I'm mentioning this. That's going to be at LaPel High School. South Adams sectional winner is going to play the Taylor sectional winner. And as mentioned, South Adams going against Fort Wayne Blackhawk presently. They're playing right now. Fort Wayne Blackhawk 22-3. South Adams 20-5. The winner will be playing in a 4 o'clock contest on Saturday at LaPel. And they will be playing the winner of the Taylor sectional competition tonight. It's Taylor at 19-5 going against Tipton at 17-6. The winner of the Taylor-Tipton ball game will play at the 4 o'clock game next Saturday at LaPel. There'll be a 7 o'clock game next week. And we'll mention that'll be Monroe Central sectional winner going against the Delphi sectional winner. That'll be called Regional 20. That's Regional 20 is what they've named it. And I'm playing right now in that particular, I'll say Muncie Central. Trying to win that game is Muncie Burris. They're 10-14. They're going against Wapahani at 23-1. And they're trying to win the Delphi winner between Clinton Prairie at 16-9, going against Carroll Cougars at 21-4. So looking for some good basketball. That will help you to know who's going to play next week, next weekend at LaPel. And that'll be for the regional competition. And that should be a good one. And that is Regional 20. Monroe Central sectional winner and Delphi sectional winner. And as mentioned, for Regional 19, South Adams sectional winner going against the Taylor sectional winner. 2:12, clock moving down. And a good ball game here. A lot of defense being played. And we mentioned this last night. We'll go ahead and run through this quickly. Class 2A, boys basketball finals, Associated Press poll. At number one, Linton Stockton Miners, 24-1. Number two, Wapahani Raiders, 22-1. Wapahani Raiders, as mentioned, they're going to get Muncie Burris tonight in the Monroe Central Sectional. Fort Wayne Blackhawks at number three, they're 21-3. Fort Wayne Blackhawks in the South Adams Sectional final game tonight. We'll also mention South Spencer at number two. Should say, yes, South Spencer Rebels. They're 21-2. Their season has completed. At number five, University Trailblazers, 21-2. Number six, Brownstown Central Braves, 20-4. Number seven, Gary 21st Century, the Cougars, 18-5. Number eight, Providence Pioneers, 19-4. Number nine, Southwestern Rebels, 20-3. Number 10, Terrell Cougars, 20-4. Number 11, North Jefferson Blue Jays, 21-3. Number 12, Adams Central Flying Jets, 19-5. And number 13, Eastern Hancock Royals, 19-6. And number 14, the Tipton Blue Devils, 16-6. And at number 15, South Knox Spartans, 17-7. Last night they played Eastern Green. Eastern Green High School, that's where JMV, John Michael Vincent, his real name is John Gliba. A lot of people didn't know that. I'm decent friends with him. He's a great guy. You can catch him on 107.5 weekdays in the afternoon, 4 to 7. So they're going to inbound the basketball. Second half, they stop the clock, 6.8. Pretty good burst. Malachi. We're going to back in. Ball brought in. Alternate possession arrow. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Grady Carpenter. Over to the left side behind the arc. Jackson Money. Jackson Money working right there on top of the circle. Hassong tipped away. Grady Carpenter retrieves the basketball. Good hands right there from Masai McGee to get it out by top of the circle. Hassong, kind of Hassong on the dribble. Back to Grady Carpenter. Playing some tight defense. Here on this first possession are the Sailor Titans. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Looking down past the left side behind the arc, Jackson Money. 7:25, 35 seconds into this possession. Out top, Nolan Swan, he'll take a three. Three-point shot good. He takes a shot there top of the circle, got the defender off his feet, he came down, and Nolan Swan nailed the three. Same routine. He's talking about Jackson Money last night. He's the shot face, and he does. In the paint, one-handed floater wouldn't go. Going to whistle a foul on the rebound. That floater shot was taken by five, Masai McGee. Near the elbow, but in the paint, right side. Foul's going to be whistled. First foul of the second half. Grady Carpenter, he's got one. By the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in. Masai McGee, deep behind the arc. 11, Dre McClatchy. Back out top with the dribble, Barrett Moore. They work at right side, back to McClatchy. McClatchy out top will pass the basketball. Masai McGee will go to the corner with it. Barrett Moore will get the ball back right away from Masai McGee. Touches the hands of Jay Patterson. Outside the arc, three-point shot, rims out. Shot taken by Taylor Sighton, number 11, Dre McClatchy. Blue Devils go the distance off the glass, layup. Nolan Swan for two. Timeout. Took Bob 1L. Taylor Titans is going to call a 30-second timeout. 6.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils by six. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver. Etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone, 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers. Downtown Tipton. 6.5 minutes left. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Taylor Titans going to trigger the inbound. Dre McClatchy. on the dribble. He'll bring it through the timeline. That's 23. Barrett Moore is taking on the stride and move the left side behind the arc in the front court. It's Makai McGee. We're going to right side. He'll work it inside the paint. Outside shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken. 3-point shot. Makai McGee. Rebound. Fought for. Going to be a foul whistled in the front court of Taylor. It's going to be whistled on Tipton during the rebound. They're going to whistle a foul on Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan has one. Grady Carpenter with one. Blue Devils have two fouls here in the second half. It's 14 left. Third quarter. First shot rims out long. At the free throw line, number four, Jay Patterson. Jay Patterson, regular season, shot 67%. At the stripe, 41 for 61. About to couple to try the second one. Second shot on the way, good. Patterson, the back end of a two-shot foul. 22-17, Blue Devils by five. They'll pass across the timeline and beat the press. Out top, to get it back near the center circle, Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce it left behind the arc. Nolan Swan takes a three. Point shot good. Nolan Swan caught that one off the bounce. In one motion, went up to the three by 2 steps behind the arc. Left elbow extended. Down low, off the glass, two-point bucket is good. Taylor Tyson, 33, Mizeah Bebley. Bebley averaging 8.8. He's getting close. 5:36 on the game clock. 25-19. 6-point advantage for Tipton. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Taylor. Back in the ball game, number 21, Connor Bennion. Connor Bennion came off the bench in the first half. Almost like he was a starter, had quite a few minutes for Coach 1L. Coming out of the ball game is four, Jay Patterson. 5.5 minutes left, clock moving. Behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. 3-point shot short off the rim. Fighting for the rebound, picked up by Taylor. Credit the board, 24-23, Barris Moore. He'll bring it across the timeline, uncontested. They go left side, they go to the corner with it to Bennion. He'll dribble inside the arc, get it back out, going to be a two-point shot, wouldn't go. That was 23, Barris Moore. It's going to be a foul whistled on the rebound. They're going to whistle this one on Taylor on the rebound in their own front court. 5:08 on the game clock. A foul whistled on 33, Mizeah Bebley. He has two. First foul in the second half on Taylor. Thus far, two on Tipton's second half. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Pressure. Pretty good pressure, gaps the money, goes jump pass, counter assault. Looking to get across the timeline, bounce pass on the run there with Grady Carpenter. They get it down there, off the glass. Good spot shot right there, good move. Jackson money for two, off the glass right side. Credit a good pass to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter leads the team with 7.3 assists per ball game. 4:42 on the game clock, outside the arc in the corner. They'll bring it back out. Bennion. Connor Bennion on the dribble. Bounce pass left side behind the arc. Javion Harris. Back to Bennion to move the right side behind the arc. With the basketball, 23, Barrett Moore. Back to Bennion. He'll go through the lane. Work at left side on the dribble. Inside the arc, 13-footer. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by number 5, Makai McGee. Rebound Tipton to the front court. Jackson Money. In the front court, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Working against him closely is Makai McGee. 4:08 on the game clock. Outside the arc, Nolan Swan. Out straight away, he'll take a three. Got it. Nolan Swan had defense right there, but no hand in the face. And straight away, top of the key, 3-point shot good for Nolan Swan. 30-19, 11-point advantage. They're going to whistle foul. Just have to see who this is on. It's not Nolan. Nolan stole the basketball outright. Removed it from the hands of a Taylor Tyson player. But they're going to whistle a foul. Pretty much similar. Same situation, same area, about the same time. Counter of Song has two. They'll bring it in. Lost the handle. Ball goes out of bounds. They tried a point blank entry pass. Ride the bucket on the baseline. That was 5 Makai McGee. And that ball was awful close to Javion Harris. Too close to handle. It gets it out of bounds. So Tipton to the front court, they beat the press with the pass that time. Bring it outside the arc, Nolan Swan for three. He got three in a row. Three threes in a row. Nolan Swan Say what? My son has 5 in a row at Madison Grant when he was a junior. Back in the front court. Off the glass, 2-point bucket is good to go to strike. Going to the strike is number 5, Makai McGee. So he'll have an opportunity for a 3-point play. Lena Whistler's foul on Grady Carpenter. He has 2. Back in the ballgame for Taylor is number 11, Dre McClatchy. Taking a breather is number 12, Javion Harris. Javion Harris, a 6'3" freshman. Got a lot of upside in front of him. Shot on the way, 3-point play, good. Credit the 3-point play, Makai McGee. 33-22. Blue Devils by 11. Via the 3-point bombs, Nolan Swan. 3:18 on the game clock. Working the left side, picked up the dribble. Grady Carpenter out top to Fong to get it back to Grady. Grady on the back middle dribble. You know, dribble the paint. They kick it outside. Hassong tries the 3, and it's good. Connor Hassong, 3-point shot is good. Hassong shoots just under 30% on the season. We're going to back out top. We're going to basketball left side behind the arc. Makai McGee, 36-22. Blue Devils by 14. Went to halftime up by 1, 17-16. Went around the perimeter. Binion to the corner. On the dribble and bring it back out. Trey McClatchy. Back to Moore. Ferris Moore is dished off to go to the corner. Binion for 3. Rims out short. Wouldn't do it. Rebound. Taylor went back up with a shot. Couldn't get it. But got fouled. Good board right there. Number 11. Trey McClatchy. He'll shoot 2. They're going to whistle a foul on Connor Hassong. Connor going to pick up his 3rd foul here in the ballgame. So Blue Devils in front, 36-22. At the foul strike, shooting 2, Dre McClatchy. First shot is good. Dre McClatchy finished the regular season shooting 57%. In the regular season, he shot 7 free throws. He made 4. Second shot on the way here, got both of them. He's 6-for-9, shooting 67%. Nearly a steal there, good effort. Trying to steal that inbound bounce pass. That was number 4, Jay Patterson of Taylor. Jackson Money going to bring it in a little bit further. She's a little right on the baseline. Stationary, he'll bring it in to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. They get it back to Jackson. Now back to Grady. Grady's going to try to dribble across the timeline. He will. He'll beat the 10-second mark. Working at the left side, 2:20 on the game clock. Third quarter, 36-24. Tipped in by 12. Out top, Nolan Swan. Back pedal dribble. Near the center line, he'll bring it back towards now. Guarding him is number 4, Jay Patterson. So we're going to left side behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. We're going to get Carpenter right there is Makai McGee. Going to dribble in. Got a pass through the basket. Couldn't get the shot. Ball tipped out of bounds. Good hands right there. Connor Binion. Binion was setting up, wanting to draw the charge. Grady Carpenter slowed up that express. Didn't commit the charging foul. Be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan bounce pass into her phone. Just outside the paint. They kick it back out top. Center circle now is Jackson Money. They'll work a right side bounce pass. Maverick Conaway. Grady Carpenter. Triple threat. He'll dribble. They'll get in the paint. He'll take a jump shot. Spin move. Jump shot. Got his own board. Went back up for the shot. Couldn't get his second attempt either. But he got fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot 2. Grady Carpenter working hard on the boards tonight. At the free throw now, we're going to whistle his foul on Taylor Titan, number 5, Makai McGee. Played pretty much the whole game. That's his first foul. First shot good by Grady Carpenter. He gets some congratulatory on the lane. Jackson Money, Maverick Conaway. Grady Carpenter, one more shot. 37-24, now 38-24. Blue Devils back up by 14. Ball's in the front court. Out top of the basketball, Connor Binion. He'll dribble. About 6-8 feet behind the arc. He'll work it right side to Barrett Moore. Back out top with the basketball inside the lane, Dre McClatchy. Just stop and pop a shot. 2-point shot from McClatchy is good. 38-26. 1:14 on the game clock. Blue Devils going to try to dribble across the timeline with Grady Carpenter. Going to him close is Makai McGee. Work out the right side behind the arc. Maverick Conaway. Back out top, Grady. He'll dish off. Nolan Swan in the paint. Ball's going to be swatted out of bounds. Shot would have counted had he made the shot. He's going to get two shots. Nolan Swan, Coach Wannell, wanted the foul to be called on the floor. At the foul line is number 11, Nolan Swan. Picked up his 1,000th point last night, Friday night game last night. And he got his first free throw here. We'll check back in the lineup. Going to see number 5, Sam Quigley. Going to give a breather to number 20, Connor Song. We get a pat on the backside. Coach Toby Smith. Coach Randy Bagley. Second shot also good. Nolan Swan, 2 with the strike. 40 to 26. We're under a minute. Blue Devils by 14. Ball's in the front court with Taylor. Out into the center circle on the dribble is Dre McClatchy. McClatchy calling out some directions. Coach Wannell talking to McClatchy. McClatchy relaying the information. We're in the back around. Left elbow. Dread at the budget. Jump shot number 5, Makai McGee. 40 to 28. We'll pass it up ahead. Grady Carpenter. He's got a pass to the rim, and he'll use it. He'll stop and pop the shot about 8 feet out. Had a pass to the basket. Pop the jump shot. 2 points for Grady. 42-28. 14-point advantage for Tipton. Ball's in the center circle. Stationary dribble. Number 11, Dre McClatchy. 8 seconds. He'll move it left side. Back out top. To Makai McGee. He'll dribble in. Block shot. Grady Carpenter with the block. Rebound, Nolan Swan. He'll hold the basketball and let the quarter expire. So after 3 quarters of play, Blue Devils up by 14, 42-28. And I'm checking back in during this timeout. It's going to be number 33 for Taylor, Isaiah Bebley. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. At Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. So low, you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. Again, that's 317-773-7391. NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Going to inbound the basketball. The alternate possession arrow. Going to be Taylor Titans to enter the basketball, adjacent to the scores bench at half court. It's going to be triggered in by number 4, Jay Patterson. Slightly to the backcourt across the sideline, Makai McGee. They'll work at left side. Dre McClatchy back out top to some more. Boris Moore goes to right corner baseline, dribble in. 2-point shot would go. Shot taken by Makai McGee. Rebound. Taylor will have a second approach here in the front court. We're going to right side behind the arc. Makai McGee. The dribble left, and we're going to out top. On the dribble, McClatchy. Outside the arc, and a dribble in. Spin move at the right elbow, and it's called a traveling violation. Pretty vigorous spin move right there in the game for Steph. That's 23, Bayless Moore. And that ball's going to be brought in by Tipton. They'll go 84 feet with it. They're going to face some pressure in the backcourt. 4 defenders for Taylor in the backcourt. They bring a bounce pass to Grady Carpenter. 3 of them relax. Carpenter taking, we're going to get him full court right there. Makai McGee in the front court. Conrad Song works it out top. Maverick Conaway back to Grady. Spin move. He'll dribble in. He'll go off the corner baseline. Maverick Conaway bring it back around. Touching the hands of Hassong. Back out left side. Grady Carpenter. He'll back up being guarded there by Makai McGee. 3-point shot is good. Right side, credit that shot. Connor Song, another 3-point bomb. 45-28. 17-point advantage for Tipton. We're going to back in. We'll go across the lane. kick it right side, go baseline. He's going to reach in and take a shot. It's going to be a foul whistle. Pretty athletic shot right there. He was about 3.5 feet underneath the bucket in that 4-foot area. Reach back in to earn the 2-shot foul. They're going to whistle the foul on Tipton. Number 2, Maverick Conaway. He has 2 in the ballgame. Blue Devils have 6 here in the second half. First shot up and good. Nothing but net. That's number 4, Jay Patterson. Jay Patterson, a 6'2" senior. 9.8 point average. 67% after the regular seasons were played from the line. Second shot on the way, rimmed out long, would go, rebound, Taylor, Mekhi McGee. They'll look at left side, and they're called blocking foul on the baseline. He didn't get the shot off, but he's going to shoot the bonus. 1-1 going to be offered right there to Mekhi McGee. Pretty athletic young man, and a pretty cool looking, that's a pretty cool name. Mekhi McGee, 6'2", senior. That foul's whistled on Connor Hassong. He picked up number 4 in the ballgame. Nobody at the scores bench to check in yet. Shot on the way, good. Mekhi McGee, 65% free throw shooter. And now, Sam Quigley, number 5 for Tipton, who's checking the ballgame. Connor Hassong's going to take a breather. Coach Cliff Hawkins knows Connor Song plays well. He got 2 3-point shots here in the fourth quarter. Might have been one in the third. Grim Dowd, shot ready to go. Fight for the board, Grady Carpenter. They say the ball was out of bounds, evidently off of Jay Patterson. And I'm not quite sure, and I bet Grady's kind of happy for that call. To bring it in to Grady Carpenter. He's on the dribble. We're going to get him. We're going to get a double dribble. He had a hesitation dribble, carried the ball, and then put it back down. They're not going to allow that in a shot in a high school game. I will mention Eric Gordon. He bolted from IU because he didn't want to correct his dribble. So he went to NBA getting paid to dribble like that. 6:34 on the game clock. 45:30. Working left side, working the back, ball back around. Barrett Moore. Working back around outside to Binion. Moore out top. Goes dribble in at 5. Mekhi McGee. Bring it back around McClatchy. Out to Moore straight away. To Binion. They're just throwing the basketball around the perimeter. Tipton playing good D. They'll take a 3-point shot. Right elbow extended. Didn't draw iron. Going to go out of bounds. That shot taken by 11. Dre McClatchy. McClatchy's behind the arc. 29%. 9-for-31 in the regular season. 6:05 on the game clock. On the dribble, Jackson Money. He'll use the dribble, and he'll beat to the front court. That's Dre McClatchy. Outside of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. They're working the left side. Outside the paint, they'll take a floater. Trying to draw a foul, miss the shot. Rebound, Jackson Money. They push out of bounds. Taylor Titans, number 21, Connor Binion. Trying to push Grady Carpenter out of bounds there on the sideline, adjacent from the Blue Devils scores bench. Can be brought in by Grady. He'll get into Nolan Swine. He'll survey, he'll backpedal dribble just a little bit, right there near the center line. Working right there against him is number 4, Jay Patterson. He's going to dribble in. He goes through the lane, he'll go off the glass. Going to be one to timeout. He's still looking for one. Coach Juan L. is going to call a timeout. The ball's going to be brought in side court. I think they're close to the Blue Devils bench. In just 3 seconds, timeout was called a full timeout. He evidently doesn't have any 30s left. So they'll make it a full timeout. 5:31 on the game clock. 47-30. Tipton by 17. So we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies. Customized notepads. Invitations for all occasions. Large format printing. Black, white, and in color. They make business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in. Meet the staff. Discount Copies. They're open weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by telephone at 317 773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. Discount copies. They're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl and behind Pizza Hut. It's right there along State Road 32. Discount copies. The treat put me in sports very well. We are thankful for them, especially during the football season, blowing up the rosters to make it more legible as we watch football games up above the press box. What a tremendous vantage point. Thankful so much to be able to work from up top there in the center. 5:31 left. Fourth quarter, ball brought into the backcourt. Binion, they get the ball back for Moore to bring it to the timeline. You throw it up and across the timeline. Straight away, they'll work at the left side on the dribble. Out top, move the ball around. Mekhi McGee. They'll go to the corner, bring it back out to McGee. Taylor's going to have to start launching some shots here. And I'm not a coach. Out top, he'll take a shot. Binion straight away. Three-point shot wouldn't go for Connor Binion. Rebound Taylor, number 11, Dre McClatchy. They'll work at the left side, McClatchy. McClatchy was open. Maybe they want a few passes. Bobby Knight always wanted three passes before a shot. Going to dribble in. It's going to be an offensive foul. Dribble in towards the paint. That's number 5, Mekhi McGee. I think it was Sam Quigley that set up to draw the charge. Sam Quigley. There's number 5 for the Blue Devils. 5'11 sophomore. Blue Devils, Nolan Swan gets the bounce pass in to Jackson Money. He'll take the dribble. They'll go the timeline with it. Working against him, number 11, Dre McClatchy. He'll bounce it right side, and behind the arc, Sam Quigley. Back around, touches the hand, Jackson Money, not a Grady Carpenter. He'll do the legs, he'll dribble left side off the glass. Left-handed layup for the 6'5 sophomore, Grady Carpenter, 49-30. It'll be a blocking foul. Sam Quigley trying to draw the charge again. Maybe the official trying to balance the scales. Going to call this foul on Sam Quigley. He has one. One of the officials passed him on the backside, shared some words with him. Not quite sure, but they're going to allow the bonus. 1-1, foul number 8 on Tipton here in the second half. Grady Carpenter having a little conversation with the tallest official on the floor. 4:27. Still conversing. Didn't know this was a basketball camp. 49-30. First shot, good. Credit the bucket. 23, Barrett Moore. 4:27 left. The conversation continues. It still continues. Huh. And I don't care. It's just kind of weird. 1,200 fans. Shot on the way, got both of them. Can be brought in backcourt. Jackson Money and Grady Carpenter back to Jackson. Now back to Grady. They're across the timeline. They put the hand out there trying to guide the way. Jackson Money on the floor lost the handle. Going back the other direction. Taylor going to call blocking foul. They're saying blocking foul. Nolan Swan trying to set up to draw the charge deep in the front court of Taylor. Nolan Swan going to pick up number 3 in the ballgame. Going to the foul stripe for Taylor is number 4, Jay Patterson. 49-32. Blue Devils by 17. 4:14 left, fourth quarter. At the foul line, Jay Patterson. He'll eye the first one. He'll fly it. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on his dribble. Get it back to Jackson. Cross court pass. Driving to Grady Carpenter. They go to the corner. Sam Quigley for 3. Rims out short. He chipped out of bounds. They're going to say his last touch by Maverick Conaway. He was going up against, trying to high point it, and he evidently did versus Barris Moore, the 23 of Taylor. Barris Moore across the timeline with the basketball. Working the right side behind the arc. Bring it back around. Jay Patterson. Left side, going to dribble in, right elbow. That's McClatchy back out to Barris Moore. They go to the corner to Binion. Binion going to go cross court pass. He'll work it to Mekhi McGee. He'll dribble in. Working it back the other way. Binion lost the handle. It's picked up by Nolan Swan. They go to the front court with it. and they'll slow it up just a bit. Occupying the basketball a little more important than putting the ball in the hoop at the present moment. They're going to whistle a foul in the front court, and there's going to be some Taylor-type fans exit the facility. 3:37 left, 49:32. You can be brought up, and here's the coaches right there. Cody Smith, Blue Devils coach, to bring it in. Backcourt, Nolan Swan, across the timeline on the dribble. Jack the money back to Grady. The cross move to try a shot, wouldn't go. Sidestep the attempt of the strong setting up to draw the charge with Connor Binion. It's the long legs of Grady Carpenter allow him to sidestep it to the paint. Take the shot, wouldn't get it, but he'll shoot two. Two shots going to be awarded after the first shot. Taylor's going to check in with number 33, Isaiah Bebley. And Grady Carpenter going to shoot a couple. Grady Carpenter got the first one. 76% on the season from the foul stripe. Grady Carpenter, he's now 59-77. Taking a breather is Connor Binion. As mentioned, 33, Isaiah Bebley back in the game. Second shot, long off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Jay Patterson. He'll pass it to the front court. Ferris Moore, we're going to left side. McClatchy on the dribble to get it back outside. Ferris Moore, bring it down low. Easy bucket. Good pass from Ferris Moore. It's number 5, Makai McGee. Two-point bucket off the glass. And Nolan Swan going to throw the ball away. Bounce pass trying to get to Grady. With an easy reception there in the backcourt by number 5, Makai McGee. Makai McGee, two easy shots consecutively. Going to be a timeout called. 3:05 left, 50-36, Blue Devils by 14. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Class 1A, Sectional 22 champions last spring. That's Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Coach Tim Bourne records his eighth title in baseball. He's tied with two other schools, Andrean and LaPorte, was the first school to reach the eighth plateau. And we'll mention also Put Me In Sports doing football in the fall. Tipton Blue Devils football, basketball in the winter this season at Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies, there's the first buzzer. Getting ready to bring the ball in. It's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Blue Devils going to get a second opportunity to successfully get the ball in play. 3:05 on the game clock. Just right the bucket on the baseline, Nolan Swan is going to enter the basketball. Right in front of him is number 4, Jay Patterson, at 6'2". He gets it in. Jackson Money, an established dribbler. Indeed, takes the front court on the dribble. This is Grady Carpenter. Connor Song in the corner. Double teaming him. They're going to call a timeout. Coach Steph Hawkins going to spend that timeout to keep that possession. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout. 2:54 left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils 50. Titans 36. And I didn't get to mention this, but Hoosier Heritage. Hoosier Heritage tonight. Ball games in place. Three teams from the Hoosier Heritage team conference in play tonight. We're missing on here on the fourth day of March. Class 2A, sectional 38. 16-9, Trenton Ferry going against 21-4, Carroll. And we'll mention Coach Adam Tussinger for the Carroll Cougars working in year number 1. That's his first year ever to coach varsity basketball. He's currently 21-4. They're playing at Delphi tonight, championship game. We'll also mention Class 2A 39, Taylor and Tipton. We know that. They're going to bring the ball in. Class 1A, Sectional 54, Rocksville at 11-12, going against Faith Christian. That was earlier this morning. We'll talk about that in a moment. That's interesting. Be brought in, left of the bucket. Nolan Swan gets it in, front court. Grady Carpenter. Out top, Nolan Swan, back pedal dribble. The pass to the right side. Grady Carpenter works it in the paint. Jackson Money. Working outside the arc. Maverick Conaway. Tip to the back corner. The pass try to be made. Chest pass. Recovered and retrieved by Grady Carpenter. So we're going to down low. It's going to be stolen. Granted to steal. It's 12. Davion Harris. He pushes the ball up ahead. Shot taken. Wouldn't go, but a foul called. Going to the foul line. Going to shoot once again. Is number 5, Makai McGee for Taylor. Wayne whistles the foul on Grady Carpenter. He has 3. Nolan Swan with 3. Grady Carpenter with 3. Counter a song on the floor for Chippen. He has 4. 2:31 left. First shot up. Rolls around. Hits the backboard and falls in. Soft shot right there for number 5, Makai McGee. 6'2" senior. He'll eye the rim. Couple three dribbles. Second shot on the way and also good. Makai McGee. 2 at the stripe. 50-38, a 12-point advantage for Tipton. Jackson Money to the front court. Grady Carpenter. The pass to the corner. Maverick Conaway back to Carpenter. Back to the corner. Maverick Conaway now to Jackson Money. To the corner. Thought about a 3, did Maverick. He's going to pass it back and it's going to be tipped. Trying to get it deep in the front court, pass to Jackson Money, tipped out of bounds by Taylor. Going to be brought in the front court, adjacent from the Blue Devils bench. Grady Carpenter gets it in, Nolan Swan. 2:12 left, fourth quarter, 12-point ball game. Tipped in front. Going to work it back around, going to be a foul committed. They're going to foul Nolan Swan. They're going to evidently find that unbelievable that a foul occurred. And they're going to put Nolan Swan at the stripe to shoot the one-in bonus. That's the fourth foul in the ballgame, whistle against number 4, Jay Patterson. Team foul number 8 on Taylor. Tipton has 10, so Taylor already in the double bonus should they get fouled again. Binion, Connor Binion back in the ballgame. Nolan Swan at the foul line. First shot, good. Blue Devils, all 4 of the others are back there by the other foul line, waiting to play defense. 2:05 on the game clock, 51-38. Double dribble, shot on the way, got both of them. Nolan Swan, 2 at the stripe. To the front court, 2:02 left, clock moving. Front court, Boris Moore. He'll work a right side, Connor Binion, back to Boris, out top. McClatchy. Back pedal drill, inside the arc, back to Boris. They're going to have to put the ball in the hoop. They're going to try right there. They're working down low. Foul committed. Makai McGee went up with the shot just outside the paint. Right side, tried it off the glass. He got fouled. He'll shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul on Tipton. Number 11, Nolan Swan, going to pick up number 4. 1:50 left. He is Coach Hawkins wants to go offense and defense with Nolan. First shot is good. Number 5, Makai McGee. Back in the ballgame for Taylor is number 4, Jay Patterson. And number 12, Davion Harris. Got one of the strike. Here comes the second. Makai McGee got both of them. 2 trips in a row, sinking both of them. That's Makai McGee. They get an integrated Carpenter. Backcourt. There's going to be a foul, and that could have very well been an intentional foul as he reached out and grabbed Grady Carpenter while Grady was dribbling away from him. So they're going to whistle this foul on number 5, Makai McGee. He's going to give up his 3rd foul in the ballgame to stop the clock and put Grady Carpenter at the stripe, hoping for a miss. Still the one-in bonus situation. Next foul by Taylor will put Tipton in the double bonus. 1:47 on the game clock. 52-40. Now 53-40. Tipton by 13. Grady Carpenter will have 1 more shot. We'll bounce a couple, or just 1. Second shot on the way. Rimmed around off the board and falls in. Grady Carpenter with 2 at the stripe. 54-40 in the front court. Inside the arc, Binion might have just got away with a step. So we're getting around the perimeter. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. That's Mekhi McGee. Rebound, Nolan Swan. He's going to work it to the hoop. He's going to draw no foul call. Shot wouldn't go. They're going to the front court. Long pass. Going to go out of bounds out in front of Boris Moore. That was a bullet type of long pass to the other end. Not quite a cherry picking move. A difficult pass to handle. Tipping going to bring it in left of the bucket on their own baseline. Jackson Money on the dribble. Back to Nolan. 1:23 on the game clock. Got to get it across the timeline. No one does. Long pass. Grady Carpenter, 6'5", frame, helped him collect that one up high. But we're down low. Off the glass, left-handed layup, Jackson Money. 56-40. 16-point advantage for Tipton. Going to dribble in off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Patterson. Tries it again. Going to be a blocked shot. Picked up out of the air by Connor Hassan. Brady Carpenter, this is Nolan Swan back to Brady across the timeline. 50 seconds left. Going to be a timeout call. Coach Wanell, he wants to get some of his team in the ballgame. But these guys come off the bench, play in the ballgame, say that they played in the sectional championship game at a young age. We'll mention 5 freshmen on Coach Wanell's ball team, 2 sophomores, 0 juniors, and they got 5 seniors. They call a timeout. Coach Jeff Hawkins wondering why he can't get a 60-second timeout to arrest his guys. And that does make sense. This is a sectional championship. And I think Cliff Hawkins is going to finally say, that's okay. So Cliff Hawkins, what a quality coach. He's been to 8 different schools. He's left every school better than he found the school, without question. So Cliff Hawkins, we're going to talk right now, double check. I guess maybe make sure that Coach Wanell had a timeout left. I'm guessing he did. He didn't have any 30-second timeouts left because he had to extend a 30-second call timeout to a 60. Put a bigger ball in. Front court, Jackson Money. Back court, Nolan Swan. On the dribble across the timeline, he's going to be picked up by Jay Patterson. 42 seconds left. Deep in the front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Back pedal dribble near the center line. Blue Devil fans going to stand at attention and give a good hand clap for the Blue Devils. In the ball game, we'll mention for Taylor is number 3, Cody Groves, 5'11 senior. And some of them going to check out a ball game. Going in the ball game for Taylor, number 10, Jalen Wooten, 6'1 sophomore. Going in the ball game for Taylor, number 32, Jacob Trueblood, a 6'1 freshman. Going back in the ball game is number 12 for Taylor, Javion Harris. Also going back in the ball game is number 21, Connor Binion. I should mention Javion Harris, a 6'3 freshman. Connor Binion, a 6'2 sophomore. Coach Bob Wanell getting his crew in there that's going to basically start next season. And what a quality coach Coach Wanell is here at Taylor High School. Coming out of the ballgame, hopefully get back in. Number 42, Caden Blaine, 6'4 senior. Coming out of the ballgame. He likes basketball. You can see it by the expression on his face. He's going to miss basketball. Hopefully he'll go to college. He doesn't play basketball in college. He'll get to play some pickup ball. There's a lot of pickup games. And you can have an organized pickup basketball. I played a little bit at ISU. Just a little bit. We're going back out top in the front court. Taylor, 20 seconds left. They'll go to the corner. We're going to back around. That's 32. Jacob Trueblood. Back out, number 10 straight away. Jalen Wooten. Now Connor Binion. Dribbling exhibition out in the center line. 5 seconds. We're going to end the basketball with the ball being dribbled by Connor Binion. He's going to get a handshake from Drake Johnson. Blue Devils going to enter the ball game. They're going to leave the ball game on the floor with Gavin Hare for 12. Oliver Conaway. And as mentioned, Drake Johnson. And they're going to pass across the scores bench. Final score tonight. Tipton Blue Devils, 58. Taylor Titans, 40. And the Blue Devils are going to accept some hardware for this tournament. The Blue Devils are going to go on and play next week. They'll play on Saturday at 4 o'clock. It'll be the regional number 19. Not sure who's won the ball game or if it's over yet. South Adams and Fort Wayne Blackhawks. One of those two teams will be the Blue Devils' opponents next weekend on Saturday at 4 o'clock at LaPel High School. As you know, that's a quality gymnasium. And athletic director Bill Chase will work it well. And ought to be a good contest there. And as it changed the situation, regional competition is just one game now. It's not two games like it has been for the last 30-plus years. Maybe 40, I think I heard Bob Levels say. But it's going to be one game in the regional. And then whoever wins the regional game there will be put back in a hopper. All the regional winners will go back in a hopper. There'll be 16 of those, I believe. They'll go back in the hopper, and they'll twirl it around. And we'll mention that the commissioner will draw the ping pong balls out, and they'll find out where they're going to play. And as he pulls the ping pong ball out, the first one he pulls out will be game one, and that'll be the visiting team, the first ball. Second ping pong ball will be the home team of game one, and then they'll have game two. They'll go so on and so on, and then you'll find out where you play in the semi-state after you win a regional. So the Blue Devils are going to be at center court right there in the pose for a photograph. Mr. 6'6", Mr. Humlinghouse right there. He's getting back to healthy. He told me his stitches were removed maybe Friday, and he's getting back to healthy. And he's looking forward to playing basketball again after he works through this meniscus difficulty. But well, he's a good kid. So we're going to bow out of here. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, you can tune in next week about 3:40, well, about a 20-minute pregame before the Blue Devils play their regional contest at 4 o'clock from LaPel High School. Again, we thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.